Hallelujah. Good morning, precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our blessed family that predestined us and has moved on our behalf to restore us back into all that we lost. We appreciate that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for not staying away, but bringing heaven here by showing the life of a baby to a young man, to a father, and then reaping us by your blood, by your receiving all authority. And thank you. Thank you. And you now in the harvest and in sharing the spoils so that we can wake up to our heavenly calling, our heavenly purpose, and just stay in tune with you through the power of the Holy Spirit that is the author and the perfecter. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking that which is of Jesus and giving it to us and being the power that works here on this earth to raise us up and everything on this earth into the original intent. Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, we appreciate your wonderful goodness that has come to us. Thank you for just quickening us, leading us this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 6, verse 7 to 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He will not allow himself to be ridiculed, nor treated with contempt, nor allow his precepts to be scornfully set aside. For whatever a man sows, this and this only is what he will reap. For the one who sows to the flesh, his sinful capacity, his worldliness, his disgraceful impulses, will reap from the flesh ruin and destruction. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap, if we do not give in. So then, while we, as individual believers, have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, not only being helpful, but also doing that which promotes their spiritual well-being, and especially be a blessing to those of the household of faith, born again believers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were once just in the flesh, caught up with the devil that came to lie, steal, kill, and destroy with the thoughts of mankind, like Jesus says to Peter at one time, you do not have the thoughts of God, you have the thoughts of Satan. And he actually says, get behind me, Satan. I praise God, all that has been rectified in the love of God sending Jesus and dealing with our sins, past, present, future, whatever. It's all been dealt with. Why? So that we can get too busy with the good now, that we are no longer in the flesh. Romans 8 tells us we are in the Spirit if the Spirit of God dwells upon us. But then it also tells us we need to listen to the Spirit. The Spirit is there. It's a guarantee of our inheritance to bring about our inheritance. And that inheritance starts first in being born again, turning from darkness to light, and then in fellowship with the Father and Son. That's where we find likeness. That's where we find the destiny that was predestined for us. And then we can start being the workmanship of God. Like Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. So that's the encouragement. And it, you know, it comes across beautifully in the prophetic word in Isaiah 54. Myself and Flo were speaking about this a lot yesterday, where we were once like the desolate woman, but now God has called us. He called us to see this. And then we got born again. And then the Bible says so beautifully in Romans 7, verses 4 and 6, we are now married to another, even to him who has been raised from the dead, Jesus. Why? To bear fruits to God. And how do we do that? It goes off, we stay in the Spirit, in the leading of the Spirit, in the conscious of the heavenly things, setting your mind on things above. And that's it, because the goodness is here, and the goodness needs to be lived out here in the land of the living. And that's why it says so beautifully in this word we got here this morning. We're here to be lights in this world, pursue peace with all mankind, the Bible says. but then also most of all with the Church of God, the born-again believers. We are part of the church and we are there to encourage each and every part of this body to look to the head, wake up to their destiny and flow in the wonderful plan of God with God. I think of that beautiful one. Why? Because today is the day of salvation. In acceptable time, He has heard us. Everything has been made available. And now working together with the Lord, the grace of God is not in vain. It's to our gain. Grace of God, my grace is your sufficiency, says Jesus. The Father says to Paul at one time. So the grace of God is your provision, guys. And that's why it says, come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy for the time of need. So be blessed again this morning. Be encouraged. You go back further in that chapter, you'll see, because everything has been done. Jesus that knows we were predestined in Him, so He knows the heavenly blessings that's available, and it all comes in fellowship with the Father and with the Son through the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of the Word, the great and precious promises. But He's also been down here and He's been through what we've gone through. We go through squeezings, the testings, the thorns in the flesh, cares. But nevertheless, greater is He in us than Him in the world. And at the end of the day, God is the biggest and He's got the best plan. Amen. So stay in the Spirit, flow in the Spirit, because that is where you were made for that. You were made for a day as that. And that day has come, and you're in that day, and that day is getting brighter and brighter until full day. Be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.